If you have your Bible, turn to Ezekiel chapter 8. Ezekiel chapter 8. Ezekiel chapter 8, the Bible says, "And it came to pass in the sixth year of the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord fell there upon me. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins even upward, fire, and from his loins even downward, as the appearance of brightness, as a color of amber. And he put forth the form of an hand and took me by the lock of mine head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven. And he brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the Lord of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes and way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. And he said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel have committed here, that I should go far from my sanctuary. But turn thee again, yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. In the midst of them stood Jezaniah the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imaginary? For they say, The Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. He said also unto me, Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then said he unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see a greater abomination than these. And he turned me into the inner court of the Lord's house. And behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, and they worshipped the sun toward the east. Then he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? It is a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit these abominations which they commit here, for they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore, I will also deal in fury. Mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them." As we look at this morning, we see Ezekiel, and he's there, the Bible says, in his house, he's with the elders of Judah. Amen. So I guess they're having a meeting, and they gather up there, and God shows up in the meeting. Ain't you glad when God shows up in the meeting? When God's people get together, and he just shows up on purpose, what a blessing that is. But we see that God Almighty begins to show him some things that need to transpire in the nation of Judah. See, there's some things that's taking place. There's some things that need to transpire in their life, and the very things that they need, praise God, they're going away from. Isn't it the way the world is today? And the things that we know that we need, number one, a relationship with the good Lord Jesus Christ and a close walk with him, but we turn and we seek after those other things. But God said here, he took Ezekiel, he picked him up, between the heaven and earth, and carried him in the spirit and began to show them all these abominations. I want to say they still some things in the world that's abomination. They still things that God says is wrong. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what Hollywood says. These things that's wrong that America is doing and turning to today that we need to forsake, we need to run from, we need to flee from, and run to God like we never have before. We need the touch of God. We need the inspiration that He gives us, praise God, in the very heart of hearts of men to go in the right path this morning. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we can't do that. Without the power of God, we can't do that. Without the desire to unction the Holy Ghost, we cannot do that. But because we have God, because we seek Him, the Bible says, seek Him while He may be found. And when we begin to seek Him, praise God, He begins to do a mighty work in our hearts. We're seeing it here in this place. We're seeing folks saved. We're seeing people get close. We're seeing families drawn together. We're seeing people begin to work for the Lord. Amen. The world didn't do that. Amen. The world will confound you. The world will push you away from God. But the Lord, praise God, He'll draw you to Himself. But He gives, but the Spirit begins to show God, show Ezekiel God's a vision of what He sees taking place. And he begins to see all these abominations, even to the point of altar, the image of jealousy. Amen? The things that they're worshiping, the things that they're putting before God. But I say this morning, as we, just as sure as we're living, there's a whole lot of things that we're putting before God. And we're teaching our children that they're more important. Amen? But I want to say this morning, there's nothing as important as the Lord God. He's nothing as important as the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's that thing that we need in every essence of our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see this this form of jealousy, this altar, this image of jealousy that he puts up. And he said it, and he said when he puts that, said God sees that and says it pushes him back. It's just like a running back when he's got the football and he's going after there with a stiff arm. Amen? Keeping those people from getting him. He's stiff-arming. He's pushing them back. God said, that's what Israel's doing to me. That's what people's doing to me today. They're stiff-arming him. They got the ball. They think they're nothing. They're trying to run for a touchdown. They're stiff-arming. But praise God, they don't realize they're stiff-arming the very one, praise God, that can carry them along. Amen? Praise the Lord. The Lord God, praise the Lord. If we'll trust Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll help us, God. But praise God when we finish this journey to finish with a touchdown. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll get us in. Amen. He'll help us. But He said, they pushed me far away from that sanctuary. And He said, can you see what they're doing? He said, they got to here to this door. And He said, there's a hole in the wall. And He said, hey, you need to dig down. And he said he dug down and he found a door. And he said, you need to go in and just look around. I'm afraid today we need to look around and see the wicked things that's going on in this world. What are you saying, Pastor, this morning? I'm saying that we need to open our eyes and we need to realize, praise God, that everything ain't right. Amen. Amen. Like I said so many times, America is out of order. Amen. America needs some help. We need to get back. We've been sidetracked by the devil. We need to get back in focus. We need to be back in a right walk with God. Amen. We need to desire Him today like never before. Amen. Because He is that ever-present help. But He says he digs down, He finds that door, and He says, hey, you need to just go on in. And He goes in. He said, all these creeping things, amen, abominable beast, and all the idols. I wonder how many idols we got at the house. Huh? I wonder how many idols we got setting up around the house. Amen. What do you say, well, preacher, I ain't got no idol. Have you got anything in the house you put before God? If we got anything that we put before God that's more important than the Lord, praise God, then it's an idol. You say, well, preacher, I don't like you. I know, but the good Lord of glory told me to tell you, praise God, we need to get rid of our idols. Amen. We need to get back on track with God. Put Him first. If it don't line up with what He's, amen, forsake it and leave it alone. But He said, these abominations and all these idols for the house of Israel, that they portrayed all around the walls. He said, everywhere you look, there was these idols. Amen. Little gods is what they become if we let them. He said, there's all these things. And He said, even in the midst of all these idols, said they had these 70 men of anxious, these elders. They got these elders in there. And now they should know better. But they got their burning incense. See, it wasn't their place to burn the incense to begin with. Amen? That was the priest, the Levites, that were supposed to burn the incense. But they took it upon themselves that they just going to sidestep the way God designed it to be. Ain't that the way America's doing today? We're sidestepping. Well, we'll just step over a little bit out of God's plan. It'll be all right. It won't be all right. It's an abomination eyes of God. We need to get focused and we need to get me. Hey, well, we are part of His plan. Amen. Get the where we in our life, praise God, is part of His plan. And if there's any part of our life that ain't part of His plan, praise God, we need to leave it, forsake it, praise God, and get where God can use us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see these offering up these this incense. And then he said, but that ain't all of it. He said, these ancients of the house of Israel, in verse 12, that do it in the dark. Isn't it amazing how people think they can hide things from God? We're living in a day and hour when people, it seems, everywhere you go, you talk to people, it seems like they think, well, you know, I can do that, it'd be all right. Nobody sees it. I won't say, praise God, hey, you ain't nothing that you do in the dark, praise God, or in the light is one that God don't see.
Amen.
He sees everything we do to the thoughts of our mind.
Amen.
Amen? Dividing sunder soul and spirit, praise God. God knows. So you're not, hey, we're not hiding nothing from God. You may hide it from the preacher. You may hide it from your church members. You may hide it from your wife or your husband. But praise God, you'll not hide it from God. You say, well, preacher, what do? We need to confess and repent of it, praise God, and go on for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. These abominable heresies, abominable things, praise God. These idols, these things. That, so he even said it. And we try to do it in the dark. Say, well, it'd be okay if we do it in the dark. Nobody will see. God sees. Amen. God sees every aspect of our life. He knows what we're thinking. He knows we're thinking about it before we do it. Amen. You know, why would God intrude in our life like that? Because He loves you that much. Amen. He loves you that much. That's why He does it. But He said they're doing it in His chambers, and they're doing it in the chambers of His imagery. He said, for they say the Lord seeth us not. Boy, that's deception in the highest order. We're living in a world today that's deceived in the highest order. We think we can get by with it. Newsflash, we're not getting by with nothing. We'll stand accountable for everything, every word, every thought, everything we do in this life. Amen. We'll stand and give account. God knows about it. And he said, that ain't the worst thing. He said, verse 14, he said, I'll show you greater than these. He said, these women are weeping over Thomas. Amen. That's a Greek goddess. So they're weeping over her. I said, boy, she's just something. So, oh, she's so special. Amen. I wonder how many people today is weeping over something else beside God. When we should be weeping over our children, our loved one that's lost, and on our way to a devil's hell.
Amen.
Amen. If we're going to weep and cry, we need to weep over the lost. Amen. We're living in a day and an hour when people care more about a little old dog than they do a baby in the womb. Amen. We're living in a day and time, praise God, we say, well, you know, if they don't want it, it's okay to kill it. When did God say it's okay to commit murder? You say, well, preacher, a little old baby in the womb, it's not a human being. Really? You tell that John Baptist at 6 months, praise God, the Bible said that the babe, which literally means a little person, leapt in his mother's womb. Amen. He was a living, live human being, praise God, a gift from God. You don't tell Elizabeth he wasn't a child. Amen. But we're living in a day that we don't have any respect for life. Amen. He said, this thing's abominable things that's going on. He said, he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house. And behold, at the door of the temple. I mean, now it's bad enough when you do it somewhere else. But when you bring it into the house of God and you try to make it like it's okay. Amen. Abominations. He said, between the porch and the altar. So they were 25 men. Now listen to this. With their backs toward the temple of the Lord. See, what the Lord done, ought to have our face toward the altar.
Amen.
Amen. If we ever get our face toward the altar, praise God, a place of repentance, a place from making things right with God, praise the Lord, God will help us in this journey.
Amen.
He'll come alongside us, praise God. He'll give us the help. He'll show us the direction. He'll guide us day by day. Every footstep, if we'll let Him. Amen. But if you get up early in the morning and you start seeking Him, you'll find Him early. See, I believe what happens a lot of time in our Christian life, we get up and we don't start seeking Him. We get way in the day and we get over our heads. And then we say, oh, Lord, help me. I can't handle this. Amen. But it's a whole lot better if we start early. Amen. With the Lord. So you get up before you say, you like I do so many times, I say, Lord, I'm living a perfect life, sinless, ain't done nothing, ain't had no bad thoughts, ain't done nothing bad, ain't hurt nobody's feelings, I ain't done nothing displeasing you, but in about a minute, I'm going to have to get out of this bed, and I'm going to need all the help I can get. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, any of you is like that?
Amen.
In a minute, I'm going to get out of this bed. And Lord, I need You. Just fill me with Your Spirit. Guide me with Your leadership.
Amen.
Control my, praise God, my thoughts. Control my emotions. Help me, Lord, to depend on You.
Amen.
And you know what He does? I told you, I had a bad problem with anger. I get mad. Amen. It's Massey in me. I told my wife, our children ain't got a prayer. Because they've got Massey and Kirkendall. Amen. You put Irish with German, praise God, it just don't mix. Amen. They're gonna have a time. Some of us know about that. But praise God, hey, listen, I want to tell you, if you start early with God, and I told them, me and George had a long talk about this a while back. I said, sir, because he kind of inherited that from me. Before I learned to control it with the help of the Lord. And I said, son, you know what your daddy had to do? I mean, I told him with tears. I said, I had to get on my face before God and say, God, please take this away from me. And you know what he did? He did. I stayed there till God began to deal my heart. And now when I begin to get mad, it's just like a sweet spirit comes on my soul. He said, what's that going to prove? Amen. Just that quick, praise God, that's gone. Amen. God gives me a different direction, gives me a different attitude. Amen. Hey, you know what? Well, you know what that is? That's God Almighty. Hearing an answering prayer, touching one of His children, giving us that guidance, leadership. But the Bible said here they are at the temple with their back to the very altar where they could get help. And they're crying out to the with their face pointed to the east. Now if they're going to be pointed to the east, praise God, they ought to be looking to Jesus. Because He's coming back, praise God. And when He comes, He's coming from the east. It'll drop through that eastern gate. The Muslims over there, they got a bright idea. The Turks, they sealed that thing up. The eastern gate, they sealed it up. They blocked it up. Made it 3-4 foot thick, amen, with blocks. Blocked it up, locked it up. And then the Muslims said, well, you know, we'll keep the Lord come back. We'll make it a cemetery. Lord will never come through a cemetery. But they didn't think when they made the cemetery, they made it a children's cemetery. Amen. Amen. Hey, there was nothing that defiles there. Praise the Lord. All them little children that die, praise God, hey, before the adjudication, they go to be with the Lord, amen. There's no defilements. Praise the Lord. When the Lord comes back, praise God, He's going to come through that eastern gate with a trump and a shout, praise God, He's coming. But these folks was lined up, amen, with their back to the altar facing the eastern gate, and they was looking, and they was worshiping the sun. It would have been all right if they had been worshiping the S-O-N sun.
Amen.
But they was worshiping the S-U-N sun. Amen. I want to say, praise God, there was a sun that would shine brighter than the noonday sun. Amen. They was worshiping the gods of this world. Amen. And He said, what an abomination which they have committed. Amen. He said, they've even put the branch to their nose. That's a thing they would do, and it was just it's a defilement. It was a defilement that's snubbing their nose at God and saying, God, we know that that You're all right, but praise God, there's something better. Amen. But I won't say there's nothing better than the Lord. So how could they have got so how could they have got so out of order? How could they got so far out of line? I'll tell you how they did it, and this is my message. This is the title. Where's the fire? Where is the fire? You see, the Bible said they was doing all these abominations. Amen. They was seeking and trying to pacify the flesh. We're living today in the hour, praise God. It's all about the flesh. It's all about feeling good. It's all about what I want. And we forget about what God desires. But the Bible says that they was there, and these men, these elders, 70 in verse 11, men of the ancient elders ought to know what was right. The Bible said that they was burning incense. Said every man his censer in his hand. But you know what they had in those censers? All they had was a whole lot of smoke. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, and Brother Bill already mentioned this morning, what you need, amen, to be a child of God is you need the fire.
Amen.
Amen. You've got to have the fire down in your heart. You've got to know in whom you believe, and you've got to be persuaded He's able to keep that you've committed unto Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible said they had a bunch. They was in there. They was shut up. They was trying to conjure up a God, trying to conjure up some kind of feeling. Amen. Praise God. And all they had was a lot of smoke. Well, where's the fire? Bible says in verse 2 that the fire was the Lord Jesus Christ. He was standing at the threshold looking in. I want to say I believe today in America that God Almighty is standing at the threshold of a lot of our homes, a lot of our places of residence, and He's a looking in. He's desiring to come in. Amen. The fire's right at the door. Amen. Standing at the door knocking, trying to get in. Wanting to come in. Amen. To our homes. The fire. Where's the fire? Hey, you saw a preacher away. Our family, we love the Lord. I think a lot of our houses, they're not homes yet. They're just a lot of smoke. Amen. It's just a whole lot of smoke and no fire. Amen. But it takes open. Hey, it takes a mama, it takes a daddy that's sincerely seeking the Lord to open that door and invite the Lord in. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God, rejoicing in their heart when He comes in. Because you know that when He comes in, praise God, Bible said that He'll sup with you, praise God, with you. He'll come into you and He'll sup with you. The fire. The fire's at the door. Amen. If you don't have the fire, all you got smoke. But where's the fire today? Where's the fire in your life? Where's the fire? Where's that burns down in our souls like it used to do? Where's the fire that we used to have, praise God, for those old lost sinners, praise God, that's on their way to hell lost without God? Where's the fire? Where's the desire? Where's the zeal for souls? It's standing at the door knocking. It's wanting to get in. And our people, our sons, our daughters, our grandsons, our granddaughters, our loved ones, our aunts, our uncles, our grandpas, our grandma, praise God, are dying and slipping off into hell because we don't have the fire. Amen? We need the fire. But we need it at our house. Bible says, hey, listen, we got to have the fire. The fire's right there. The fire's there to be had. But we have to desire that fire. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I believe there's a lot of folks today, they dwindled down to just embers. These embers that's just a smoldering. But praise God, if we really desire God and we really begin to get in there for Him and we begin to look for Him, praise God, it'll flame up.
Amen.
Down in our hearts. We'll begin to see the power of God one more time, even in the hour that we live. You say, well, preacher, it's too late. I beg to differ. That's a lie of the devil. It's never too late to see the power of God. One more time. The fire's in the Lord. Amen. So he's standing at the door. He's wanting in their houses. But not only is he standing at the door wanting in the house, but Brother Chris, he's standing at the door wanting in their churches. Amen. The power of God is there. The fire is at the door. But God's people's got to open the door and say, Lord, we desire You. We long for You. And we got to sling wide the door. Invite Him in, praise God. Allow Him to be the biggest part of our life. Amen. We have to give ourselves to Him wholly, without reservation. You say, well, preacher, I would, but you know, but. Brother Bill said this morning, you know who but? Goats. Amen. Goats but. Sheep are docile. Amen. They just follow the Lord. He said, my sheep know me. They know my voice. Praise God. And said, I call them by name. He said, hey, little children of God, come this way.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That ain't hard. The Bible says it's easy. A little child can do it. But where's the fire at? Where's the fire in the house of God? Brother was talking this morning about some churches right in a community over the hill. Three churches almost in a row that's just about to close the doors. Give up. Shut up. Close for business. Where's the fire? Where's the fire at? What's stimulating? What's blazing up in us? Should be the fire of God. Amen. Even so, even though we're living in a world that's dismal, even though we're living in a world that's dark, praise God, there's a fire to be had. He's standing at the door. Amen. A mighty fire. Hey, now it's a fire. The fire that's about that. The fire that's standing at the door is a consuming fire. Amen. They say, "Well, preacher, that's what bothers me. It scares me. That consuming fire just consumes me up." You know what that consumes? Oh, that consuming fire is full of grace and mercy. It'll consume all right, but it'll consume that old junk that we don't need in our life. That fire will burn, praise God, off the dross. It'll get down to that pure part of you, me and you, praise God, where we need to be living. Amen. That fire will burn off that old dross. Your want-tos will start to change. Your attitude will start to change. Your desires toward God will begin to change. Amen. When we open that door and we let a fire to come in. See, not only will that fire come in, not only will he burn off the dross, but that fire, he'll begin to illuminate. Amen. I used to love to sit around the campfire. You know, and you get back right at the edges of the light where the darkness was. So I believe that's where a lot of people like to live today. Right at the edge of darkness. Amen. That's where Israel was living, right at the edge of darkness. And God said, it's abomination. It made him sick. He said, when there was light to be had, praise God, well, we can come to the light, amen, the illuminating light of God, and be helped. Amen. Not only do we get the illuminating light, but we get the refreshing heat. Amen. Brother Bill likes the heat. Hey, hotter the better. Amen. It don't get too hot for him. Amen. But praise God. Hey, if we just open the door, God will come in. Praise God. He'll illuminate it. He'll heat us. Praise God. He'll kindle a fire in our soul. Praise God. That the devil can't put out. The devil's going around today and he's trying to quench our fire. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to quench our fire today. But praise God, I want to say that God has lit a fire that'll never go out. If we just seek the fire, if we seek that power, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That appearance of fire. But in order to see it, we got to be looking for it. Amen. The only way you see fire is if you look. You could be driving down the road at night. Me and Charles, we were visiting yesterday, and we visited all at Billard Cove and all down in back down Emmaus and places like that. And we looked back over the mountain up here towards Warren's Creek. And man, they was a big old billowing cloud of smoke. Amen. Usually where they smoke, there's fire. Amen. But there it is. Well, they had a whole bunch of smoke, but there was no fire. Amen. But see, in order to have fire, you've got to have something to kindle it. You've got to have something that'll burn. Amen. And what we need to burn today is a desire for Lord Jesus Christ in the depths of our soul. Amen. A desire for Him, a desire for right living, a desire for that attitude, praise God, of a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But we have to ask ourselves today, where's our fire? Amen. We come to the house of God. These people come this morning. You may be here. You may be one of them. You come this morning, you say, well, I'm going to go get a blessing if I can. Did you ever think about coming to be a blessing?
Amen.
Amen. Did you ever come and pray, say, God, help me to get rid of anything in my life that would hinder the service? Amen. Help us to get in and worship you in spirit. That's something that's not, that means it's alive. Amen. You know what's wrong? You know why they're closing the doors, these churches? Because they're dead. They're dead. Amen. There's no fire. You know what? You know what they used to do years ago? I remember my granddad telling about over in the old Oak Grove Church. They had a man. They had a man that would go early on Sunday morning. They had an old potbelly stove and they'd build a fire. Amen. In the stove. They'd build a fire. Start heating up the house of God. Amen. I believe that old man probably went over there. He's building that fire. He's talking to the Lord. He said, Lord, as I kindle this up, Lord, I pray that you'd kindle this place. I pray, God, that you'd set on fire that happens here today. I'm not talking about a bunch of wildfire. I'm talking about the power of God upon these people, recognizing, realizing that we're serving a living Savior. He's alive. He's alive. Praise God. He's alive forevermore. Amen. Well, where's our fire today? Where's your fire today? Do you have any fire in your heart? Is the Spirit of God real to you? Is it alive today? Or are you just a bunch of smoke? We have to ask ourselves today, where's the fire? Where's the fire in my life? We got to ask ourselves that. See, I can't conjure it up for you. I'm no magician. Nobody else. These singers can't conjure up the fire of God in you. It's accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on Him, trusting Him, relying on Him, praise God. Leaning on Him, realizing, praise God, that He's there for us to get us through everything that we face. That ever-present help, amen, for me and you. When we realize that, that's when the fire becomes. That's when, praise God, it kindles up in your soul. Kindles up in my soul. And it begins to burn. See, it's not just about the smoke. There's a lot of smoke screens in this world the devil puts up. But it's about that fire that God burns and He puts down in your soul. It changes your desires, changes your want-tos, changing your attitudes. That's what the fire does. But I ask you this morning, I'm done. Where's your fire? I want revival. I've been praying, God, please stir my soul with revival. Amen. But let me ask you a question this morning. Where's your fire? Does any fire in your soul? What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, do you have anything to bring to God? You'd like to offer Him. Amen. Get things right. Make things right. Draw closer. Move up where you've never been before. I'm talking about building a fire. Getting the fire. Where's the fire? Where's your fire at this morning? Where's your fire? He said, well, preacher, I had it years ago. Well, I remember, a lot of people sat here this morning, you said, boy, I remember when I got saved. I remember when God was helping me. I want to newsflash, God's still helping you. Amen. But you just lost your fire. I want to ask you this morning, where's your fire?